Welcome to the Prolific Pulse Poetry Podcast. This is your host, Lisa Tomey. I am so happy to welcome Kika Mann today. She is my latest author to publish a book called Let the Morning Come. Welcome, Kika. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're at, and what you're up to in life?
Hi, I'm Kika. I am a Belgian Hong Kong poet and academic. Currently, I'm based in Hong Kong doing my PhD in cultural studies at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. I arrived here just a couple of months ago, and before that, I was in Belgium my entire life, basically. Just writing and studying and processing mental health stuff.
We are in Hong Kong. What are you working on in your studies?
So I'm working on queer Sinophone zines. It's a bit messy still. Like I'm just at the beginning of my research, so I don't really know exactly what direction I'm going to take, but the basic idea is to look at how zines build community for queer Sinophone people. Let the Morning Come is a collection about poems about grief. Past year, I've had to process a lot of grief, my own and my friend's grief. I was in a hospital last year for 6 months. To look after myself, really, after a breakdown. We decided it would be better if I was inpatient for a while. And while I was inpatient, a really close friend of mine, an ex-colleague, killed herself. And that really set off a whole load of poem about grief, about how to deal with grief, about coming to terms with your own grief. Also grief about, she taught me what it's like to lose someone, and that made me want to not kill myself anymore, because it really taught me that I can't do this to other people. I can't give them this pain and throw this pain on them that has been, that I have stumbled across. And that's also something I've been grieving, the loss of this option, of this possibility that usually has always been there for me.
You use your words to work through this.
Yes, indeed.
Do you have a particular poem that's in the book that you would like to share with us that reflects?
I think one poem that immediately comes to mind is 6 months after a loved one dies. 6 months after, poem that really shows my process of mourning and of coming to terms with myself and of trying to love myself in this journey. Should I read it for you?
Yes, please. I would love to hear it.
6 months after. One. On my way home, I kept telling myself, to mourn does not have to equal to hurt yourself. Two, when I lay in bed, I had to call my mother to bring me a bucket because food was no longer an option. Three, I am crying and I do not know what to do with myself. Four, to mourn does not equal to hurt oneself. Five, I accept the cold and look forward to the heat of being among the same-minded fellow mourners. Six, a poet told me today a person's ears keep growing throughout their life. It upsets me to realize that your ears no longer do. Seven, Tom Rosenthal sings in my, by now, elephant ears. It's okay, because someday I will be with you. Jesse Gale's music box plays on repeat in the chambers of my heart. Eight, it has been 6 months, 184 mornings. I hope you received my letter.
Wow, that's intense. I can connect with a lot of what is going on there. That really pulls at my heartstrings to think about loss, But I love how you're able to express it.
Yeah. I think it's really taught me to grow closer to myself and to find the joy in life. Like, I wrote another poem, which I wrote the week my friend passed, which is the title poem of the book. It's called Let the Morning Come. And it's a really short poem and really encapsulates the craziness that is life, the irony of everything. I will read it for you if you'd like.
I'd love to hear it.
Let the morning come. Since this week passed, I anticipated grief. I buried my fish and held two wakes in one day, holding my gin tonic in one hand. Let the morning come. This really shows how prepared I was or am for life to throw itself at me, while at the same time grieving and mourning and feeling so much that it's just unbearable even. But still, you're in it with friends and you're in it together. And I remember that day so well. It was such a painful day, but I had so much fun with my friend.
Sounds to me like this is really important. If you were, I guess if I asked the question, maybe I'll just ask the question. If you were to give advice or offer words to someone who's dealing with mourning, grief, do you have some words that you would like to give to them to help them to know how to cope?
It comes in waves, and there will always be the pain, and it will always hurt a little bit. But after a while, maybe you'll be able to also notice the good things that have happened and enjoy the good memories. I'm not really a mourning specialist.
But your book kind of brings up a lot about it.
Yeah, I am definitely still learning myself. And what I would say to people is to share, because you're not alone in this, and you've always got someone by your side. And if you can't find that person immediately, just keep looking, because someone will be there for you. And I think that you shouldn't carry a grief process all by yourself, because that's really hard.
Exactly. Great points. I think it's really important to have a support system. And it's not always going to be your family. Some people are estranged from their families and don't have a support system. I think it's important. There's so many groups out there, you know, to find one. If it's a poetry group, a writing group where you can express yourself that way, or someone, just a group of people to talk to about what they're dealing with. It helps to know you're not alone.
Definitely. Yeah. And I've found so much joy and I've learned so much through writing groups in specific. Ever since the pandemic started, I was enrolled in Megan Fally's Poetry That Doesn't Suck course. And it's such a beautiful community, and I've got to know so many beautiful people throughout this unit. I think that we basically met through PTDS, and it's so beautiful the things that have changed in my life because of this. I would not have been the same person as I am now without it. So I just want to pay attention to that as well and really be grateful for that.
Yeah, I find that group to be very welcoming. It's just genuine. The people in there are very genuine. And, you know, I feel real comfortable. It's kind of like sitting in a living room in an easy chair with a group of friends. So I really like that feeling. So
yeah, definitely.
The only other group that I found that really does that for me is Women Poets. It's the other group on Facebook I belong. I might belong to that too. Really comforting for me on those particular groups. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us, Gika?
There's so much I want to share with the world. Like, I think I will always be writing. I will always be sharing. As long as there are people who want to listen and people who are touched by my words, I will always keep sharing. But for now, I don't know.
We do want to let people know that your book launch is coming up.
Yes.
On June the 25th. At 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
9 p.m. Hong Kong time.
Yep. We're definitely 12-hour difference. So as I speak to Kika now, she's ready to go to sleep and I'm ready to start my day. So we managed to work it out. So, and I will put the link into the show notes so that people can sign up for the event. It's the Eventbrite sign up. So, well, thank you, Kika, for meeting with us today. And I wish you a good rest tonight as I embark on my morning. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a good night.